This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, my cat-loving friends. If you saw our guide on things you need for the International Cat Lady Day, we mentioned a couple of books by Aaliyah Zobel Nolan. I almost messed up her
You
name.
You got it right.
One in particular. I'm trying so hard. One in particular, Heavenly Headbutts. How many of us have lost a cat and wondered, will we ever see them again? Do they go to heaven? Do they have souls? This is one of the most comforting, touching books I have ever read. But we're going to stop for a break from our sponsor, and we'll come right back. We'll grab Rita. We'll introduce Aaliyah, and we'll get talking about this, because you need to know about this. Rita, I heard Kitty Poo Club is sponsoring our show. What is it?
Well, they have high-quality recyclable litter boxes that last for an entire month for one cat, and there's no mess and no odor either.
No mess, no odor, no box cleaning. How do I get it?
It's easy. Just choose the litter box you want and the number of boxes. And if you choose auto ship, you'll never have to worry about buying litter and hauling it around again. I can't tell you how much I hate hauling those heavy bags.
Me too. No hauling litter box. Different types of litter, different size boxes. Ooh, this would be great for my parents, but wait a minute. How expensive is the shipping?
Well, the shipping's free. And if you use code 19CATS at checkout, they'll ship your first order for 25% off. Isn't that awesome?
Oh my gosh. Honey, I'm sorry, but I can't keep chatting. I gotta go place an order. Wait, what was the code again?
It was 19CATS. That's 19CATS.
Thank you. Gotta go. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to 19 Cats and Counting. I am your co-host, Linda Hall, here with my blonde bombshell BFF, Rita Reimers.
Uh-oh, you were buttering me up for something. You know, we haven't done the count in a while. 19 Cats and Counting. Well, I don't have 19 anymore. I'm down to 15. But now I also have 9 bats and counting. I've had a bat in my house. Are they brave or what, coming into a house with 15 cats, okay?
I know.
And the mouse, too. Thank God my exterminators are coming today. But anyway, I want to talk to this next lady because, as y'all know, I wrote a book a while back, Sadie's Heart, about my losing my cat that was she was my heart cat. And Aaliyah has written a book called Heavenly Headbutts, all about losing our babies.
Yes. I have so many markers in her book.
I keep moving my marker.
Heaven is where you'll meet all the cats you've ever loved. That started it out.
I did that one at first, but now I've marked, I imagine a section of heaven filled with empty boxes, little ones and big ones, and sitting in each one is a cat.
Welcome, Aaliyah. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me and for supporting this book because it means a lot to me.
You know, we work in behavior, cats potting outside of the box or whatever, but with every cat, we lose them someday.
And yeah, I lost 8 in the past year. It's tough.
And, you know, we just heard from a couple clients that they lost their cats and, you know, we hear it all the time. And what people go through is so hard. And those of us who have a faith and a religion or whatever that they are following, we tell ourselves, oh, I'll see my mom again. I'll see my dad again. I'll see grandma again. But it's been pretty iffy about our cats. So is that what led you to write this?
Well, you know, I've had cats. Oh, I can't even count them all. I've had quite a few cats. But each time they pass, it's a gut-wrenching thing, and it never gets any easier. I have a saying, you never get over it, you just get on with it.
That's true.
And this one year, I was telling you off camera about my Angela Darling. I called her Angela Darling. That had thyroid disease, and I had to feed her like 4 or 5 times a day, and she passed away. And then I had Sinead Cat, the Frady cat. This is a cat that the rescue people said will come out of her shell, definitely. But after 15 years, she never did. So we called her Sinead Cat, the Frady cat. And then I had my big black Bubba, and his name was McDuff the Bold. Okay, so these three got along so well. It was like unbelievable. They were all shelter cats. And I lost one, and then I lost the other, and then I lost the third one in a space of a year and a half. And I was a mess. I was a total mess because for me, I'm an author. I sit all day in front of the computer, and the only interaction I have with any living thing is with my cats. And they are...
That's me. That's definitely me. Linda has, you know, cats and a dog and a husband and kids. It's just me and my cats.
Right.
My husband will say, I'm sorry, did you say something to me? And I'll be like, no. Oh, you're probably talking to the cats. You talk to them way more than you talk to me. And he'll just walk out of the room.
Well, no, we do. I do the same thing. Like, I'll say something and my husband will say, what? And I say, no, I'm talking to Nolan, you know, like, it was very difficult. And I'm in a community I belong to the Cat Writers Association. And yes. And I'm in this world of cats. I mean, I'm just in it. And people would send me cards and I would get, like, you know, condolences. But I found that a lot of them were people telling me about their cats and their struggles. And it was like opening up a vein, you know, because I was going through it all over again. I wanted something that I could read that would give me a little bit of hope. I am a person who believes, and I was looking for something. There were books on cats talking to you from the hereafter, and I don't discount that,
sure.
But it wasn't what I was looking for. Assuming that I will go upstairs and not downstairs, I started to do some research because I couldn't find that book that I was looking for that would give me even 10 minutes of peace and, you know, comfort. I couldn't find it. So I decided I was going to write it myself.
That's why I wrote Sadie's Heart. That's so funny.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times when you, especially if you're a writer, if you can't find it, you
write it yourself. Exactly. Yes.
You know that you know, something is missing. So I just decided that I would do it myself. And I started researching. I looked in the Bible and I started, you know, C.S. Lewis, and I started looking at all these theologians, the Pope and everything. And everybody had a different idea about it. James Harriet said something, and a lot of them were like nuggets of things. You know, a lot of them were books, like C.S. Lewis has a whole book on you know, of quotations about the afterlife or whatever. And a lot of people, I must say, didn't believe because they said an animal doesn't have a soul, so therefore it can't be redeemed, and so therefore it can't go to heaven. Well, I don't believe that.
I don't either.
You can't look at an animal, at a cat, like my Angela used to sit in the sun and she used to groom herself, and her white, she was white and it looked like spun sugar when she was licking herself and grooming herself. And you can't look at something like that and say that doesn't have a soul. No,
and they are so incredibly smart, and they are reward driven, and they're always watching out for you. And speak of the devil, hi, Sooty. That's my last one in, appeared on my backyard, and it was like, call the vet, book a spay. What are you going to do, right?
I think animals have a pure soul, and they do go right to heaven.
Well, after reading all these different theologians, there seemed to be a lot that did have that same idea that I did. So I gathered them all up and I said, what I'm going to do in this book, I'm not going to proselytize. I'm not going to say, you must believe that the cat's going to go to heaven. You must believe this. I'm going to lay out the evidence and I'm going to leave it to the reader. And so that's what I did. And I didn't want it to be, there were some books that went into heaven and, you know, all these different reasons, but they were very long. And they had lots and lots of footnotes. I have footnotes on mine, but one page. And they just didn't, they weren't comforting. They were more like a...
Clinical.
Yeah, more clinical and more like a thesis, somebody's thesis. Okay. And, you know, and I'm not one. I like to attribute what I take from the, you know, the net and everything, but I don't like it in my face while I'm reading because it distracts me, you know? Anyway, I got all these together and I said, I'm going to do this book. But it was right around the pandemic. And I said to myself, everything is so sad. And I started the book, but I just couldn't, I couldn't continue because, sure. you know, it took something out of me to do the book to begin with. I dedicated it to my cats and everything. So I had to be in the right frame of mind. I wanted it to be poignant yet relatable. And I wanted people to be able to smile and get some hope and feel good about it. You know, like even if it's, you know, to get a little bit of comfort, even 10 minutes worth of comfort.
Just so they don't feel so alone. And a lot of people, like the people around them, why I wrote my book, they don't really understand unless they have a pet like that themselves that they love as much. They don't really get, they think you should get over it. When are you going to get over it?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and I think of, you know, we lost my son-in-law in the pandemic, and I think of how many people said, you know, he's waiting for you. You'll see him again, Linda. He'll be the first one to hug you. Mm-hmm. My cat Warren died, what, a month or two after Sebastian, because I was like, this is bad timing. And nobody said, you'll see him again. It's okay. You're just separated for a time. No one said that. And there are a lot of great grief resources out there. I've always said that Rita's book, it really walks you through a personal, you know, the gut wrenching. But Kleenex. This is something I have not seen. I mean, this is comfort.
I love this.
It's okay. Those of you listening to the podcast, I love this. Tell, but my pages are all bent and yes. And that's another thing I'll tell you. We are so stinking busy. We have 80 million projects that we're not getting to. I love this kind of book. These are the books I bring with me to the doctor's appointments because you won't be in the middle of the chapter and going, wait, what happened to Leona? And, you know, you can go to the doctor.
I purposefully made it only, you know, brief that you could jump in and jump out of it and have your, you know, like you marked up a few pages, have your favorites, because I wanted people to be able to smile and to relate to it. Because I don't know if you saw that picture of the girl was taking a picture of her cat who was on the counter and not supposed to be, but she was taking a picture.
I do that, you know, all the time.
We can relate to these things. Yes. And it can make you feel good and give you a sense of expectation and hope. It's not all, you know, it's not all doom and gloom.
Well,
you know,
why would God give us such complicated, I mean, they wrote the book on sentience, okay? Cats, the more I know, the more I'm like, what the heck? Those are some intricate beings. Why would God go through all the trouble to make all that and then just make it disappear like
he wouldn't.
Chaff?
That's exactly one of the chapters I wrote, what you just quoted, you know, how, if you look at animals like, the giraffe and the, I write for kids and, you know, I wrote this book is the kid is asking their mother, why does the giraffe have such a long neck? Each animal has a specific uniqueness about them. Sure. And like you said, God is not going to go through all the trouble of breathing his life into these animals to let them go. And there are lots of instances in the Bible that I found out. It doesn't say, you know, Fluffy's going to go to heaven. But there are instances where, you know, why did God save all the animals when he flooded the earth? You know,
I loved when you wrote that. That was like a light bulb to me. When I read that, I was like, yes, why would he even put them on the ark if they weren't important? If they were just chaff, why not just make some more, right? Like,
right.
And I sometimes think the animals that they're here to test us. And right. I really think how we treat animals has a lot to do with if we're going upstairs or downstairs.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, you know, that's another, if I'm remembering correctly, I think I wrote about that too, that they are, you know, their uses. And God is giving us these, lending them. I have that we do not own them. We are just foster parents for them. Right. Okay. And I wrote about that. But I think that the animals, when you look at them, they give you an inkling of God because you see how tremendously intricate and wonderful and fantastic they are, except for the mosquito.
Agree.
You know, it makes you want to praise God because you say, wow, look at this, you know, like, and the animals that I was reading about in the Bible, there's another one. There's two. Oh, my goodness. Mine are sleeping. It's nap time. 3 o'clock is nap
time. I have a napper right next to me, Bella.
They come in.
Well, I bought this wonderful unicorn. It's like a bed that the cat goes in. Yes. And I bought one because one of my cats now is a little bullying to the other one. So I bought her the unicorn. She goes inside. All of a sudden, I look down. He's inside and she's out. So I said, I got to buy two unicorns. So I bought another unicorn, which he does not even go near. You know, it's like they're crazy.
I bought a tent. They fought over it. I bought a second tent. Now nobody will use either tent.
Nobody.
They don't care.
But my rescue loves me because all the things that I buy for them, the toys, the things where you put the treats in and they try to get it out.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's like I couldn't get the darn treats out. I don't know how they were. I tried to get them out. But
make it a little easier.
So this book meant so much to me because it was sort of like something I had to write. Like I do mostly humor. People saying this is a real change from you. You know, the other book that I sent you was Why a Cat is Still Better Than a Man.
Uh huh. Yeah, I got a lot of those marked too. And I've shared
this husband's. Is my life. Okay. I've been single since 2000. It's my life.
Well, you know, that book is a redo, actually, of this book here. This book is called 101 Reasons Why a Cat is Better Than a Man.
I want that. I'm going to buy that. It
was written, I want to say, 15, 16 years ago, and it did very well, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yes.
So that's why I redid this one, because I figured there's a whole host of new Aurora feels. I love that word.
Definitely. Yes. Yes.
I
know.
P-H-I-L-E-S, I think. But bunch of people who are cat lovers that might enjoy
it. Oh, yes. Yes. And love. Yes. I know we've got
to. We have to take a little break. We've got to
take a break.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back to talk more about Heavenly Headbutts and Why a Cat is Still Better Than a Man.
I agree with that.
We'll be right back.
How many of you have pets? My hand's raised. Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life, and that pet is lucky to have you too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and raised over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with 19 Cats and Counting with wonderful author Aaliyah Zobel Nolan. We just started talking about why a cat is still better than a man. Sorry, guys. I love men, but cats trump you.
Sorry, guys.
You know, I always say, it's not male bashing, it's cat enhancing.
Yeah.
That's true. I like that a lot.
Because it's all done in fun, you know. I'm not one of these feminists that are out to, you know, but it's just too funny, you know. It's just too funny.
My favorite that I really had to show my husband was a cat thinks she should have lots of shoes because my husband does not understand my shoe issues. And there's even a lovely illustration. I mean, I really tried to bring it home with him that the cats agree with me that I need more shoes.
Linda, tell your shoe joke what your husband told you.
We were on some site that had adoptable animals. That's stupid, right? And there was this adorable white cat. And I said, and my husband said, no. And I said, but it's a white cat. I don't have a white cat. And he said, they're not shoes, Linda.
Oh, good. That's good. I like that. I could probably use that in a future book. That's great.
I don't have a white one. Yes.
When I had my three, I had a black cat. I always have a black cat because they don't get adopted very often.
Yeah, so I have one too.
A black cat, a white cat, and a tuxedo.
I love tuxies.
Linda and I have matching tuxies, and they died a couple months apart.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they were almost identical. Cats don't care if your housekeeping is less than perfect. And I also love, you can kiss a cat all night and never get razor burn.
That's a good one.
The one I always pick out and I always give to people are, cats aren't interested in cleavage unless it's big enough to sleep in.
Oh my gosh. So true. Don't you have a cat that sleeps in the bra cup? I'm sorry, Linda.
Yes, my daughter has generous... She's just
well. Now,
she takes her bra off at night. The cats will curl up in the cups. I loved, and I quoted this in the podcast about Women's Cat Lady Day. Rich, slim, or witty, you needn't be. A cat will love you unconditionally. Like, I want to needlepoint that thing, cross stitch it, hang it on the wall.
That's a good idea. Yes. So, these books. I also have a book called Cat Confessions, A Kitty Come Clean Tell All Book.
I was looking at that behind you.
That starred for me to purchase on my list.
I need that too.
That book really did quite well, I must say. It has a lot of photographs. I've noticed that because we're in such a place in time where people are so into photographs, they're on your phone, they're on your computer, little kids are, so I try to, rather than illustrate, even children's books, I did a book called What I Like About You, and it was all done with photographs. I did this book, and I spent so much time looking at photographs. Like, my cats are like, hey, we're in person here.
Look at a picture and get the real thing.
Get the real thing. So that book has lots and lots and lots of stock photos, and I did the same with Heavenly Headbutts, because when I tried to illustrate what I was trying to say in my text, I couldn't find the photographs that would match. I said something about the Garden of Eden, and I was looking and I found the Garden of Eden, but then the next one was, talking about Noah, and the photographs did not match. They were different lighting and different consistency and different. So you knew that they weren't, it wasn't consistent, and I didn't like it. So I
said, see what you're saying.
What is this book about? It's about cats. So let me just, take cats, photos of cats and
there's some very powerful ones in there. There's the one with the girl that's just, look at her eyes and you just know she loves her baby and he's loving her. And they were very,
we try to use our own words, cats too. I like this one.
A long time. Yeah. I put men in there too, because men love cats.
I do.
I had a hard time because there were so many wonderful ones. And although I didn't mirror what the text was saying, I wanted to get something that would go with it, and there were so many. Oh, my goodness. We went through the cover. We went through, I want to say, 20 iterations of all the different.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Heavenly Headbutts. And I just couldn't. I wanted to get that feeling that you get when you look at this cover. This cover stops in your track.
It's awesome.
The look, the love, the connection.
It just comes right out, and I had another cover and we were going to go to press, and I take my covers and I put them up on my wall, in my office. And I looked at it and it just wasn't doing it. So I called my designer, who is a saint, has a place in heaven already. I said, don't hit me. It's not working. I have to look. And I looked and I looked and I went on Getty Images, which are very expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Than the other ones, and usually I don't even go there, because if I find one, I can't afford it. I saw this and I said, this is it. If I have to sell my house, this is it. This is the cover. This is it. And then the problem was, you know, when you have the title, you usually put it in an oblong or a square or whatever.
Right.
And that was fighting with the picture. And it just didn't work. And so I went back on the, and I was looking for something that was ethereal, like,
It's very peaceful. It's very, yes.
Explain
it's
the cover, very, Linda, for those who are listening.
It's just, a girl who's obviously very much in love with her cat, and the cat and is headbutting, and she's just got that look. And the cat, too. I mean, he loves mama. Right. And her look, it's just that peaceful moment that you get when your cat gives you a headbutt and your heart swells and you fill with love and you feel like you've just been given the greatest gift God has to hand out, right?
That's amazing what you said. Your heart swells. I like that, because that's exactly what happens, because you can't get that from anything else, watching TV or this or that. It's the connection between you. And I think it's the connection between your soul and their soul. It's the connection. And anyway, that was the picture. And I, you know, like, I broke my piggy bank and I counted my pennies. We were able to get that. But after that, nothing else was good. You know,
that was the one. We get that. Yeah. That was,
I understand. I go through the same thing building our website. I think it looks good. And then I'm like, wait, I don't like that. Wait. Oh, I understand.
It's good to, even when you write something, I'm like, I used to be a newspaper reporter or feature stories.
Oh, wow.
And I love the instancy, you know, you know, tomorrow morning you get up at 4 o'clock and go and get the paper, you know, and it's so exciting. But with a book, it's like a year, you know, by the time you get everything done. But with this book, it was almost like a ministry. The designer that I got, I used to work with her at Reader's Digest. We used to work together, but she put her heart and soul into this too. Because, you know, if you just had picture text, I don't know if you noticed all the little pictures of cats that are imbued in it. You know, you can't see it. They're almost like
a shadow on the page.
Yeah, exactly. Like a shadow. It's a good definition, like a shadow. She did such a job. I mean,
it is. It's the color, the lay. It's just pretty. And it just, it's very comforting.
Uplifting.
And it is. And like I said, Reed and I hear about a new cat book, we buy it. And I literally have not read anything like this that has really comforted me and said, hey, yeah, you're going to be okay.
I actually
did a blog post. Do you remember that? It was a long time ago. I did a blog post. I said, you know, that movie, All Dogs Go to Heaven. Do cats go to heaven?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yes. And I listed through, you know, cats never do anything to be mean or spiteful.
I gotta revive that
ever.
And put a link everything, to your book in it.
Yeah, everything they do is for a reason. They're not naughty. Right. They're not mean. They'll never, you know. And I went through this list, and I'm like, yeah, I think they go to heaven. I think this is our
animals goal. Automatically go to heaven. We like to say now that her son-in-law Sebastian, when we lose a cat, she's there to greet them.
Yes, he was a huge cat lover. And so I suspect that I'm going to have to beat hordes of cats out of the way to get my arms around his neck when I get to heaven. But
well,
I'm
not
try.
Beat them. Maybe.
Well, yes. Move
the animal activists will be out after you. But, you know, when my cats pass, I was telling you about this wonderful vet. She came to the house because that's what she does. She's traveling. And we had a ceremony, you know, in the living room, in the sunroom. And we said a prayer and we got it in a circle. And, you know, she gave the cat whatever it is you give before you give them the last death or whatever. I was able to do it twice. But the third one, I could, my husband had to do it. I couldn't, you know, it was just too much for me, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm
usually doing it alone, but Linda came down actually to help me transition.
If I was around, I'd come to see you. And you know, you always hear these people that they say that the cats, they look around, you know, all of a sudden, you know, at nighttime, my cat will look and I say, oh, are the angels going by or whatever? They see things they don't see.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
I swear they do.
Yeah. You know? 100%.
It used to scare me. And the other day, my Nolan, his name is Nolan because he was Nolan in the rescue. His name was Nolan already. So I had to adopt him because my last name is Nolan. So.
Exactly.
That's
funny. Nolan.
You know, so
Nolan,
I was petting him, and all of a sudden he started to hiss. Cat never hisses at me, and spit and get. He was like, so I said, did you see a devil go by? What it was terrible. He had a really bad tummy. And he finally went under the bed, and then he went under my bed, and then he went under my husband's bed, and he went under all the things. And then finally, and he was meowing and yowling, and that's what I said. I think he's seen a demon or something.
What do you see?
But then he let it all out on my just brand new pillowcase, all over, you know. And I said, oh, no wonder you were meowing and whatever.
That was
don't
doing
you
it.
Love that. I mean, my cats, I have a side of the bed. They don't let me on the other side. But when they have to throw up, whose side do they puke on?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
There was a joke I saw the other day. There was a cat and he said, oh, I feel sick. And the other cat said, wait, and dragged him all the way up to the bed and said, okay, now. Because
it's true. Like, it's absolutely true.
It's like they learned that.
Rita mentioned her lovey.
Yeah, I love you.
I was toying with coming down anyway, but her lovey was getting worse and worse with cancer. And she said she's always alone and I hate that. So I was like, I'm gonna be there for this one. So I got there and yeah, he wasn't in great shape. So, and he never paid attention to me before when I was there. He was more of a skittish cat. He was laying on my chest, staring into my eyes.
From the moment you sat down.
From the moment I sat down, when I got there, he came to me and said, Aunt Linda, I need some help with this. And I said, I got you, baby. And so the day we went to the vet's office for the euthanizing.
It was the next day, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So the vet's on one side of the table. Lovey's on the table. Rita's on the other side of the table. And I stayed in the chair behind her hind end just to offer support for her because this is her moment, right? And then she said, Linda, Lovey was reaching his arm out, trying to get me over there.
Oh my God. I know.
Tell me that cat doesn't have a soul.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. You know, I don't want to say bad things about people who don't do that. They're just not intuitive enough to realize that, you know, they're using, you know, factual things and, you know, this is from your heart. You know that I have a funny story. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny then. When I brought one of my cats, had to go, you know, euthanize, whatever. And I went in and I was crying. I'm holding the cat and the vet almost missed and got me.
My vet came near me with a needle once. I'm like, I don't want to die.
The thing is, you know, I can laugh about it now, but I was like, you know,
I'll take my nap later with some Ambien or something. You don't need to help me out here, right?
Like, oh my goodness. It was like, maybe you better wait outside.
It was bad in 2020. People weren't allowed to go in the vet's office and be with their animals.
That was killing me. That you know, when people would get on Facebook and said, you know, when you go, the cat knows that you're with them and everything, and it's okay. But I have to leave, like, you know, give it to the vet technician and have to leave it. I mean, it would kill
me. Rip my heart out. Exactly. Oh. I know we're running out of time, but
okay.
You've got a website. It's aliahwrites.com, right? A-L-L-I-A.
Yes.
W-R-I-T-E-S.com.
And investigating your website, I see you wrote a book with Irma Bombeck. I got to get that book too.
Oh, laugh out loud. yes, that's a book I wrote with the Irma Bombeck Writers Workshop. It's 40 women humorists celebrate then and now before we forget.
Yes, I need to get that.
I read all when I was like young, like a teenager, my mother had them. I read all of Irma, but I mean, totally uncharacteristic for a teenager in the 80s, but I was reading them because I thought they were the greatest thing ever.
They were.
So my website is very easy. My first name, Aliah, and the word rights.
A-L-L-I-A, and then rights.com.
All of my books are on Amazon. I don't send them out because I'm usually writing and, you know, to go to the post office and wait 5,000 hours.
Oh, that's so hard. Forget it.
So And I have an email if anybody wants like a personalized thing, I can send them a book plate.
That would be awesome. Oh, that's so nice.
But I'm so glad that you are supporting this book, because like I said, it means a whole lot to me to get it out there, because it's not only for me. I wrote it for me, but I wrote it for others too.
Yeah. Well, I loved it. It meant a lot to us. It's very comforting.
I think we'll revamp your article, Linda, and we'll add a link to this and then blast it out on our social media.
Here's the proof. I got backup.
And you have so many other books that I'm sure our listeners would be interested in.
150 traditionally published plus 3 self-published.
Right.
That's a lot of books. Yes.
That's a lot of books.
So I'm sure there's a few of them I've got on my list that I want to collect.
Yeah, me too.
So yes.
Okay. The Worry Works prayer books on sale. 99 cents.
I am scooping up the Worry Warts prayer book. That was one when we were going through your bio. I told Rito, we both need that. We're Worry Warts.
We worry a lot.
That to our collection. So yeah, we do.
Well, thank you, Aaliyah, for being on our show. We were so happy to have you. You're welcome back anytime.
Oh, honey.
Of course, Linda, my BFF, my work wife. When are you going to get your butt down here? Well, that's another story.
Working on it.
And Mark Winter, our awesome producer, owner of Pet Life Radio, who gave us the spot on his channel. We're forever appreciative. Until next time, remember, every day is Catter Day. We'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.